So I want to start off real quick. This is just to talk about the breadth of the False Claims Act. And this actually was a quote from oral argument a couple of years ago in Allison Engine, where Justice Breyer was raising the question saying, you know, government money today isn't everything. So if everything then is going to be subject to the False Claims Act, and then everything is going to be subject to the False Claims Act. And of course, I exaggerate by using the word everything, but only a little. And that case dealt with, you know, what is the scope of the False Claims Act, where that the issue there was a company reportedly defrauded a prime contractor. Was it enough there was just government money involved in the program? And the Supreme Court said no, and Congress didn't like that answer. So they ended up changing the law. That was the impetus of FARA in 2009, where they, Congress expanded the scope of the False Claims Act. So it's going to cover not only contracts, but grants and cooperative agreements and basically any place where federal money might be found. So it really is quite broad, and a number of different companies and a number of different industries who don't really think they're going to be subject to the False Claims Act can find themselves subject to the False Claims Act. I want to kick off, just ask real quickly, so Susan, if we start with you, and just an idea of where you see False Claims Act cases coming from. Are they referrals from other government agencies? Are they key cam suits? Or where do you see most of your key False Claims Act work coming from?
In our office, I'd say it's mostly key cams. And I think that's true across the board. If you look at the DOJ statistics, you can see, and I'm just going to make this up because I haven't looked at them for a while, but I think there's probably 80% key TAMs in terms of new cases opened every year. You can find those stats if you're interested on the DOJ website. But I think it's about 80% key TAMs versus direct referrals.